You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley.
Today's episode is another one about freedom. In this case, it's your freedom of choice. All choices are available to you. If you realize this in the moment, then you won't be limiting yourself. So all limitation is self-imposed. And if you realize that all options are available to you in every moment, you're either making decisions or choices based in love or fear. When you can make those choices based in love, then you'll have inspiration and you'll move along your journey of self-discovery and everything will always work out. When you make choices based in fear, of course, you'll uncover limiting beliefs through manifestation events, and that's fine as well. But to be more effective in this life, you want to make choices based in love. So before you get into a decision or a place where you need to make a decision or a choice, make sure you're in alignment first. We just started a new Ascension Experience Alignment course and started on Monday, but there's still time to join that, or we'll have another one in about 5 weeks. So if you want more information on that, please visit the website at theteachingsofjoshua.com. Check on the Ascension Experience, and you can read all about the first course, which is alignment. Remember to like and subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. The reviews are the best thing that you can do. I know it takes a little bit of work to do that, but it really helps out a lot. Well, thank you for being here and enjoy the show. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi.
Hello,
Joshua. We want to talk to you a little bit about this idea of freedom. Well, what is freedom? You understand that all limitations are self-imposed, so that if you feel limited in any way, if you feel you can't do something, if you think that some option is not available to you, well, that's self-imposed. Now, you may not think it's self-imposed. You may place blame on others or society or the government or any number of things, but essentially this is never true. It's always the illusion. In truth, you are free to do anything you want to do. You're free to make any choice. You're free to make any decision. Every option is available to you at every moment. There is nothing limiting you. And if you believe anything's limiting you, you have to look deeper inside and say, what is that thing that I think I can't do? And is it really true that I can't do that? And we will promise you that you'll find that you can do anything that you want to do. You could have make any choice, any decision in any moment. And once you've made that choice, you must understand that no matter the choice that you've made, no matter where it leads or what you think about the choice, whatever your judgment is of that choice, that decision was always right. It's always perfect. So you cannot fail, you cannot get it wrong, and you'll never get this done. So this is a process of making choices based inherently in who you truly are. You are all limitless, magnificent beings of pure positive love and acceptance. You are free. You have complete authority over the life that you're living. And so you can make any choice, any decision you like. If you come up against a roadblock, you must understand that something in that decision is preventing you from doing what you want to do. Now, there isn't anything inherently wrong with that. And if you believe there's something preventing you from doing something, and if you are limited in some way, then you can know for sure that that limitation is there for a purpose. It's for a purpose of exploration. Can you overcome that limitation? Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But we want you to think more clearly here on this and from a higher perspective. Your choice is always that perspective. Are you choosing the limited perspective of the victim? And are you allowing this perspective to cause you to make choices that you otherwise wouldn't make if you knew who you truly are? Or are you choosing to see everything from this higher perspective, the truth of who you are, the authentic version of you, the version of you that is limitless and powerful, that exists in the non-physical, that can be, have, and do anything? Could you be that person in physical reality as you are now? Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. That is up to you. Now, most humans will go along and they'll say, well, there's certain things that I can't do. I don't have enough money or time or education or support or whatever it is. But all of that is based on a limiting belief. In truth, you can do anything. If you are trying to make decisions based on what you think you lack, well, then often you will end up in manifestation events pointing out that you actually lack nothing. So making choices from the perspective of the victim, who perceives they lack something, who is trying to change the conditions to make them feel something they don't feel now, that can never work because there is a limiting belief that's blocking who you truly are in that moment. Now, if you can imagine that the limiting belief is something that you adopted along the way in order to resolve in this lifetime. So if you could make a separate choice, a choice that defies that limitation and leads to something else. Now, that something else could be right smack dab into a manifestation event. And we say that's good because that manifestation event will point out a limiting belief that is stopping you from flowing the energy of love through you. It's actually causing fear. When you perceive anything is wrong and you make a decision or a choice based on the wrongness of that, you are making choices based in a limited perspective of yourself, based in the victim mentality. Since this is not true, those choices will end up pushing you along a journey of self-discovery to uncover that limiting belief. Because until you uncover and process that limiting belief, you cannot raise your vibration or your perspective of yourself to align with that which you truly want. If you are choosing to live this life in Western society's idea of what's good or bad, right or wrong, and you're just accommodating what other people want you to do, well, you're not living in authenticity. And so the choices you make are based in this limited version of you, and that will lead to a limited experience of life. On the other hand, if you could see through all that, and if you could see yourself from this higher perspective, that will raise your vibration, and that will allow you to come in vibrational harmony with all the things you truly want. You must remember, however, that what you truly want in this lifetime, those of you who are on this call now or listening at a later date, what you really want is self-discovery. And so the entire process of this life is a journey of self-discovery. Some of it is based in fear and lack and what you don't want and the limitations and your self-imposed idea of freedom. The freedom is far more than you can imagine, far more than you could ever possibly perceive. And so it is an ongoing journey towards more and more freedom, more and more abundance, more and more levels of self-discovery. The entire thing is wrapped up in this idea of who you are. So if you are choosing to see yourself from a limited perspective, you will lead a limited life compared to who you could be, who you truly are, what's possible for you. If you switch that perception of yourself and see yourself as truly who you are, the non-physical representation that's living a physical life, the limitless version of you who's experiencing physical reality and limitations that would never exist in the non-physical, this is the game that you came to play. And you can play it two ways, as the victim or as the creator. If you play it as the victim, it will maybe seem safe. It might seem comfortable. You might seem quite satisfied with certain aspects of your life. But all those areas of your life that aren't working perfectly, that aren't in harmony with who you truly are, well, that's where your limitations exist. And those limitations are self-imposed. Remove those limitations by processing limiting beliefs or choosing to see yourself from this higher perspective, and you will live in more and more freedom, more and more abundance, and be on your journey of self-discovery in a more effective way. This is what you truly want. This is why you're here now. This is why you're listening to this right now. This is why you're doing all the work that you're doing. This is the end game. The end game is to connect deeper with your inner self, connect deeper with source itself, flow source through you, be inspired and act on that inspiration. Live a life that you intended to live, which is absolute freedom and in the exploration of who you truly are. Live a life of limitation and you will live quietly, live small, your limiting beliefs will grow stronger and you will return to the non-physical and you will receive the benefit of this limited life that you lived. But if you could live this limitless life while living in physical reality, you will rapidly move on your journey of self-discovery and everything you truly want will come flowing into your life. We promise you this, but first of all, you have to see who you truly are and make decisions based in that version of you, not the limited version of you. And with that, we would like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes, Jerry.
I've been sort of trying to understand and get to the process between, you know, intellectually understanding what you're saying and then actually physically and mentally being what you're saying and then tying into the idea of acceptance and surrender versus just giving up. and not even, you know, just being like enough is enough. Like, can you talk a little bit about that?
First of all, you came into this life with certain pre-birth intentions. You set up your trajectory based in the time and place of your birth, based in who you truly are, and based in certain obstacles, certain fears, and certain limiting beliefs that you would adopt and then overcome, or bring in with you and then overcome. So from that perspective, living this life and experiencing physical reality and not remembering who you are, you face these challenges that you might wish were not in your reality. You might have the challenge of dyslexia as a child and have everyone telling you that, oh, you're not good enough. You don't know how to do this. You should be more advanced than you are. You should be able to learn this stuff by now. You have a disability that's setting you back. Well, you can see that that launched a trajectory towards everything that you are now, which is proving others false, proving that you can do it, validating yourself in the eyes of others, making others see you as worthy, and controlling the conditions in such a way that people rely on you, people need you, people are supported by you, and you are efforting and struggling to be something that allows others to love you rather than being the authentic version of you who is simply there to support others on their journey of self-discovery. All of this is your journey of self-discovery. You set it all up. You planned it from the beginning. This is exactly the life that you wanted to live. You wanted to come from this perspective of the non-physical, true version of you, adopting all these limiting beliefs. This is true of all of you. And then efforting and struggling and working your way around these limiting ideas of yourself before you got to the root cause of it. The root cause is simply these limiting beliefs. So you did everything you had to do to make your way here. You acted on enough inspiration to be in this group right now. And you got all the tools that you needed to do just that, process those limiting beliefs. You know exactly how to do it, but you don't feel it yet. And so we come along and say, surrender. We say, surrender to how it is right now in this moment, as perfect as it is. Not needing to control any of it. Well, when those of you who happen to be control freaks get a hold of this information, you tend to use it to control your life even better. And you say, I'm going to use this law of attraction stuff to make more money or be more successful or whatever it is, so that I can control the others' opinions of me even better than I did before. And so you continuing on efforting and struggling. I'm going to do the manifestation event forms so I can be more successful and control the conditions even better. I'm going to use this information to control how other people perceive me. I'm going to be fun and positive and light and easy and outgoing and excited. And that's perfectly fine, because along that journey, a switch will happen. Somewhere along this line, you'll realize that surrendering doesn't mean giving up, doesn't mean not doing what you're inspired to do. It means switching your perception of yourself from this limited perspective to the higher perspective. It means embracing the freedom of all choices available to you. And so when you receive inspiration after building and creating this life that you have right now, well, that goes against a fear of loss. If I suddenly switch gears and stop doing all this work and effort and struggle to control what they think, then they will not think about me in the way that I want them to. They will not like this new version of me. They will not feel supported. They will not look up to me. They will not rely on me. They will think I just gave up. And we say what you're doing is you're giving up to this need to control or change anything. Now, if you knew your life was perfect, you could not want to change or control any of it. If you knew it was perfect, you would understand that there is no need to change it because it's perfect. If you received the Mona Lisa and you were told you could do anything you wanted to this painting to improve it, you would say, I would do nothing to that painting because I realize that that's perfect. Well, the same thing is true about your life. Surrendering to the perfection of the life that you're living now, but you say, I don't feel it. Well, you don't feel it because you haven't surrendered. The first step, of course, would be giving up control, giving up effort, giving up struggle, giving up needing others to see you in a certain light. Giving up this false persona that you've created in order to coerce others to like, love, and respect you. giving up your need to be good or productive or successful, giving up your need for any level of status, giving up your need to fulfill yourself on your own terms. So you say, when I get this level of success, I'll be happy. As long as these people in my life continue to love me, I'll be happy. But you're not happy now. So you keep efforting, you keep struggling, you keep propping up this false persona because you've been doing it for so long. And you say, I intellectually understand this whole system, but I don't feel abundant. I don't feel free. I don't feel successful. I don't feel any of these things that you say are coming to me. And it's simply because you're maintaining a level of control. There's nothing wrong with that because this is a process. Where you are now is perfect on this process. This question you just asked right now, which will help countless other people in the future, is the perfect question to ask. So guess what? You had to feel this way in order to be inspired to ask this question. And that inspiration is based on a desire to actually feel aligned, because this is what you intended prior to your birth. Now, you knew you were going to effort and struggle. You knew you were going to adopt limiting beliefs. You knew you were going to try and manipulate and change conditions. You knew you had that power. You knew inherently that you had a certain level of power, of creative ability. You knew that you could be, have, and do anything. You knew that nothing would stop you. And so you came across these limiting beliefs and limiting ideas of yourself and these traits and attributes that would cause you to adopt these beliefs. You actually chose whatever it was in your childhood that would cause other people to see you as less than perfect, because you knew coming in you were perfect, but you couldn't see it unless you overcame these obstacles on your path. And you've done everything perfectly because it all led you here right now. So now, how does one say, I've been trying to change these conditions and control these conditions and control myself and control others my entire life, because inherently I had the belief that I'm not perfect and nothing is perfect. And then we come along to say, yes, you are perfect. You're perfect as you are. The proof is you're here. The proof is your life is unique. The proof is you've created all this perfectly. But it's been on such a limited scale compared to who you truly are. Now, do you fear letting go of control for the possibility of loss of what you've had? Now, that's coming from a limited perspective, because if you knew who you truly are, if you realized your true powers, you could create everything you have now in an instant. It would be effortless and easy, but it would be meaningless. Because compared to what's possible for you and for all of you, what you have now is almost nothing. But that brings up fear, because you can't imagine what's going to happen when you unleash your abilities. And you don't know what's going to happen, because that life of living in love and alignment and expressing source energy through you, not to get anything you personally need, because you would know you have everything that you could possibly want in this life, which is this life. This life is perfect. And to understand that would have to be surrendering to that fact. But what happens when you surrender to that fact? Well, then you get this inspiration and you bump up against your fears and your limitations that are all self-imposed. So then it becomes a process of really analyzing those limiting beliefs, really analyzing the fear. Is it really true or not? Can I be even more courageous? Can I do this thing I'm inspired to do that seems like it's going to lead to nothing or something unwanted? Can I have faith in the system and faith in who I truly am? Can I truly believe that I am a limitless, powerful, eternal, magnificent being of love, even though I don't feel it? And guess what? You can't feel it first without endeavoring to see yourself in that higher perspective. And that involves a choice. I've been criticizing myself my whole life in order to control my conditions. If I let go of that criticism and support myself in loving thoughts, perceiving myself as who I truly am, even though I don't feel it, will it lead to total loss? Or will it lead to everything I truly want? And so you're playing this game, fear and love, loss and abundance, limitation and freedom, and you're doing it perfectly. You are here to be an example of this. And you are an example of this by being on these calls and asking these questions and people seeing you for who you truly are, not for the false persona that you're propping up your entire life. When you let go of that persona, surrender that persona, and adopt a new persona, which is who you truly are, then you will see evidence of love flowing through you. And you getting everything you truly need, you getting everything you truly want, which is not love from others, not respect from others, not like from others, but your ability to see the perfection in everyone else.
So just as a follow-up, so then where do my desires, so if I am, how do I know, or how do I, even if a desire feels good, if I'm inspired to have these desires, isn't that, if after hearing all of that, do we actually have desires, or is it, do we not desire anything? It's all perfect the way it is.
If you knew who you are, you wouldn't have any man-made desires. So the man-made desires are all based in lack. I want $1 million, so I don't have $1 million. I want $1 million because I'll feel secure. I don't feel secure. I want $1 million because people like, love, and respect me. They won't respect me if I don't have $1 million. If I have nothing, they won't respect me. If I have some level of success and abundance, they'll respect me and like me and love me. It'll be the excuse that I use to allow people into my life. If I give that up, there's no excuse. If I give up needing any of that stuff, then how are they going to like, love, and respect me? And so you have to say to yourself, I have faith that who I authentically am is enough. I am worthy. I am good. I am whole. And that's enough. I don't need them to like, love, and respect me. All I need to do is flow the love of source through me towards every aspect of my reality. I can only do that in alignment. I can only receive guidance from my inner self in alignment. And I can only receive inspiration in alignment. The inspiration that comes in alignment may have nothing to do with the man-made desires you think you want. And this is the tipping point here. Because if you are really steadfastly holding on to your man-made desires, which are all based in fear and lack, and you receive inspiration because now you're in alignment and you're looking at yourself and your life from a higher perspective, and you receive inspiration that seems to contradict everything you think you want, you will not act on the inspiration. Now, that's fine, because when you birth a desire and you effort and struggle your way to the manifestation of that desire, you are expanding in that process, but you're expanding towards a highly limited version of yourself. It's still expansive. It's still good. You'll still get the benefit of it when you return to the non-physical. But at this state where you are in your life and where all of you are in your life is that you have to clearly see that everything in this life has led you to here right now. And this is where you truly wanted to be. This is part of your pre-birth intention. Those pre-birth intentions were not for necessarily for money, fame, success, any of these things. They were for satisfaction. Satisfaction in the journey of self-discovery. Satisfaction in the flowing love of source through you, not in receiving these little tiny tidbits of love from others. You don't need anything outside of you because you're self-contained and everything is within you. So there is a force of energy that's coming and flowing through you when you're feeling good. You have clear ideas, fun thoughts, inspired ideas. You are able to communicate effectively and clearly. You are connected to your inner self. You have an inner wisdom. And then as you raise your perception of yourself, you will get intuitive abilities. You'll be able to understand the inspiration that's coming to you. You'll be able to communicate with your inner self. You'll be empathetic. And other skills and abilities will come online. From that higher perspective, then, you'll become more emotionally sensitive. You'll know exactly when and what to do in every situation. That is in a highly effective way to live that most humans aren't living. Most humans are living in reaction. Most humans are looking outside themselves for support and guidance and direction from those leaders and those teachers and those people who they think have the answers for them. But since you're in a unique journey of self-discovery, all those answers have to come from within. We cannot provide them to you, nor can anyone else. They have to come in within. So this has to come from an understanding of who you truly are, who your inner self is, why you're here, what you're here to do. Now, if your man-made desires are cluttering up and making noise, you won't hear it clearly because you'll judge every inspiring idea based on those desires you think you want. Will this get me to these things I think I want? If they will, I'll do the action. If they won't, I'm not going to do the action. Now, if you receive inspiration and act on that, it's expansive in a loved-based way that's highly effective. It's magnitudes more effective than acting on inspiration based on desires that you have from a human level. This is all a process of perspective here. If you perceive yourself as lacking anything, you're living in the victim's perspective. And you think that outside things can make you feel good. If I win the lottery, I'll feel good. If I get a bill in the mail, I'll feel bad. If I have a loved one say they love me, I'll feel good. If they are arguing with me, I'll feel bad. You're reacting to outside of you, not realizing that you're creating these relationships to everything in your reality. Now, if you see yourself as the creator of all this, then all you have to do is strengthen those relationships with every person, everything that's in your reality, including yourself. And you strengthen that relationship with this idea of who you truly are and make choices based in the truth of who you are and let those choices unfold. One step after another, with each expansive action step that you take based in love, you will receive clarity, you'll rise to a higher place. This will give you a little more feeling of confidence of who you truly are. So you have this faith that you are this non-physical entity living a physical life who is highly creative and energetic and limitless, and you make a choice based in that version of you. You allow all choices to be available to you, and you will say, well, some choices are based in this victim version and some choices are based in this strange, weird idea that I could be the creator of my reality, that I could be all-powerful, all-knowing, all-creative. And so if I have a choice, which do I choose? Well, I will choose to make the decision based on the truth of who I am, even though I can't feel it. So I'll have to have a bit of faith there. And when you make that choice and take that action step, you will expand because that action step will contain information that you could not receive otherwise. You move to a higher level of vibration because now, as a result of the action step, you receive information that wasn't available otherwise. That new information allows you to see yourself from a higher perspective. And so you're moving steadily up this path towards who you truly are, feeling better and better and better along the way, more powerful, more creative, more loving along the way. And so now everything that you do is based in love, kindness, support, inspiration, dedication, abundance, and limitlessness. Rather than the old way was efforting and struggling your way to make you feel something you didn't feel before, based on a change in the outside conditions, and yet you never felt any different. You never truly felt any different. You may have used it as your excuse to feel different for a little bit, but then that suddenly goes away and you have to effort more, struggle more, get more, fill it up. It's never ending. Flowing water into a cup that is already full, it's all pouring over the sides. Nothing ever changes. You are already a full cup. So the full cup now is needing to express itself. Let some of that flow out of that cup to others, knowing that the supply coming into that cup is inexhaustible. It's limitless. It's eternal. So the cup is then sharing with others, showing them different perspectives. Eternity, sorority. That inspiration is based in who you truly are. Sure, fear will come up. What if they don't get it? What if they think I'm a kook? What if I embarrass my daughter? All these things. But yet you understand that by coming forward and showing up in an authentic way, everyone who is there to listen to you is there for a purpose. You've attracted them. They've attracted you. Without the fear of doing something wrong, or misguiding them or misleading them in some way, or having them think of you in a weird way or embarrassing your daughter. Without that fear, the love from source will flow through you, through your lips, through your words. You'll have the ideas just as Gary is doing right now. And it will inspire others to choose a new approach to life for themselves. This is who you are. That's what you want. All this other stuff is just fluff compared to that. It's meaningless. And when you see yourself as this spiritual leader and teacher that you are, doing the things you're inspired to do, it's full satisfaction. It's incredible. You've never felt anything like it. And you'll want more and more and more of it. But in order to get there, you'll have to see yourself as who you truly are.
It's really just about trust, trusting myself, trusting the universe, and having that faith.
You couldn't get here if you weren't a dynamic, powerful, limitless, old soul who has come this time to change things up, to do it differently, to finally understand who you are, and then to live that life. Because that life is amazing, incredible, spectacular, and exhilarating. And it's also highly satisfying.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Excellent. Who's next?
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes.
So in the beginning, you said that I'm free to do everything I want. And I get that from a higher perspective. I need some help applying it to down at the ground level. Where I live in Canada now, we're under lockdown again. We have all sorts of restrictions. And there are times where I don't feel very free. So how can I change my perspective on this?
Do something you don't think you can do. So what do you think is limiting you?
Laws, regulations. I can't go to restaurants.
Name one law. You can't go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
You can't go to any restaurant at all.
They're closed. We're under lockdown.
All restaurants are closed.
Yes.
Okay. So you are saying to us that you want to do something that's not possible. Mm-hmm. And in that idea, you want to prove that you're limited. Now, what could you do though? Can you go to a grocery store?
Yes.
Okay. Can you go to a grocery store and buy all the ingredients that would be available to in any restaurant that you want to go to?
Yes, I can.
Could you find a recipe and a video on how to make that?
Yes.
Could you have friends over or a friend over?
Yes.
Could you imagine you're going to that same restaurant you want to go to with those same people, and instead of actually forcing your way into the restaurant, breaking the doors, turning on the stove, doing it illegally, could you have that same experience in your home?
Yes.
So the choice is available to you. The choice to recreate that experience is available to you. Okay. But if you're looking at a roadblock and saying, I can't go through the roadblock, I'll never get to the other side of that roadblock unless I hit the accelerator and bust through the roadblock, damaging my car along the way, we say, go around the roadblock. It's not really blocking you. It's just a thing in this road, but there's a million other pathways to the exact same thing.
Okay.
Now, from that perspective of one who says, I can't do this, there's no information available to you. There's no inspiration available to you. There's no connection available to you. There's no source consciousness coming to you. It's all fear. And the fear will say, yeah, that's wrong. I should do something about this. I should write the government. I should call my friends. We should set up a petition. We should fight against this. We should fight against that. No. Work your way around it. Imagine you're floating down this beautiful river and you're seeing all the beautiful countryside and the water's flowing and the sun is shining. And there is one little boulder in the middle of the river and your little raft bumps up against it. And you say, if that boulder wasn't there, I could go without bumping up against any boulders. I could go freely down the river. And so you stay there, you get some tools, you get some dynamite, and you try and blow up that block. When all you had to do is go on the other side of that boulder and still flow down the river. The boulder is never preventing you from doing anything you want to do. But if you see the boulder as an obstacle that you have to remove in order to live the life that you think you want to live, well, then you're going to be efforting, struggling, and fighting against. This is a life of flow, of acceptance, of ease. If I don't see this as wrong, I'm going to get the inspiration to flow left or right around that boulder. If I think the boulder is bad and wrong, I'm going to bring up urges to control that condition. And those urges will always be effort and struggle and nothing you truly want. It'll be a waste of your creative energies. So always look for the path of least resistance. Oh, right now, no restaurants open. They'll open in the future. Things will get back to the normal future. I'm not going to let this stop me at all. I'm going to do exactly what I'm inspired to do. Let's recreate this entire restaurant experience here in the house or in a park or whatever you want to do. Let's think of the most exciting thing that we can do in the moment, not what we can't do.
Thank you. That's brilliant. That's what I needed to hear. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Well, I was just, it's not really a formulated question yet. It's about a phrase you used at the beginning of the end game of self-discovery, which isn't really an end game because it's never ending. And I guess also kind of from what Jerry was talking about, how each of our individual games, you know, kind of flow into this one, I guess, end game that is eternal. So I don't know. More on that, please.
Yes, you're exactly right. Self-discovery is a never-ending eternal process. However, in physical reality, you are here to get to a point of awakening where you understand who you truly are. And you abide by that version of you rather than the limited version of you that perceives themselves as a victim. In this life, you all intended that. So imagine now coming into this life as a higher dimensional being, more expanded than at any other point in any other lives that you've ever lived. In fact, all those other lives you've ever lived have all leaded up to this life. With that intention and possibility so strong within you, you chose the time and date of your birth, who your parents were, and the trajectory of your youth, because you knew that that trajectory would eventually land you right where you are right now. With these ideas that you could play with, think about, incorporate, process limiting beliefs, analyzing fears, looking at yourself either from the limited perspective of the victim or the higher perspective of the creator, moving with feeling towards who you truly are after acting on enough inspiration that would give you the confidence to understand that inspiration is always taking you where you truly wanted to be. Now that where you truly wanted to be is to come to this point of awareness that you realize I am the creator of this reality. I am source consciousness. I am connected to all that is. I am here not to manifest things I think I lack, but to flow source energy through me, not to get others to love me, because that's simply my perception of them, but to actually flow the love of source through you to them. Work it coming from a position where everything is necessary for you to feel good. So all these things are you from the victim perspective coming in, money, love, relationships, experiences, success, career, all these things, trying to fulfill that empty cup where you finally come to realize you're a full cup and that none of that can make you feel anything. What you feel is this growth as you move along that journey of self-discovery. The point of awareness is at some point to realize, hold on, I was pretending to be the victim. I was forgetting who I truly am, to the memory or the glimpse of who you truly are. So we're talking about that glimpse point as the end game. So let's say you've lived 1,000 lives, each one building on. You come in not understanding anything, not knowing anything, and experiencing all these different lifetimes, dissatisfaction, effort, struggle, disappointment, rejection, all these things, loss. Then you come to this lifetime to finally get the glimpse of who you truly are. Now, from that point, that really starts your authentic journey of self-discovery. So all of it previously was an inauthentic journey of self-discovery. Exactly how you needed so that you come to this point in this life where you can switch that from the victim to the creator. Now, lived 1,000 lives as the victim, come to this life finally as an old soul, realizing maybe I'm the creator of it all. Think of a bell curve, that all those lives before landed to the tip of that top of that curve. And now it's all downhill from here. All that efforting, struggling up the hill to reach a point of clarity. And now everything is easy, easy. Not at first. You see, two lives ago, you were efforting, struggling. And this life, you're efforting, struggling. And next life, maybe you're efforting, struggle. And it'll get easier and easier and easier. But this apex point of this journey of self-discovery has arrived here. And so it's all downhill from here. What you'll have to do in this life is reconcile with lifetimes and this life full of being the victim to the spark, the little tiny possibility that you could actually be the creative reality, that this could actually be easy, that there is no true need to suffer or to be discontent, to move from absolute imperfection up the level to, oh, this isn't so bad. Oh, there's some things that are good. Oh, this is actually a nice life. Oh, this is perfect. To seeing it as more perfect, more perfect, more perfect, more perfect, more easy, more free, more abundant, more limitless, more powerful, more creative, all the way down. Coming from insensitivity to the highest level of sensitivity that you've ever experienced in any lifetime, to even higher levels of sensitivity, so that you will absolutely know when you're in or out of alignment. You'll absolutely know when you're being the victim or not, or being the creator. That's what this end game is, this point, this apex point. You've all intended to be here from the first life till this life, and you finally arrived.
Let me ask you one more question about this apex point in terms of like the collective. So we can all sort of like, you know, be in our, on our own bell curve.
So you're on the apex point. Look back. That's where everyone else is. They're all coming up that hill, but you're here first.
So, right. Okay. But I feel like there's this lovely assemblage up here too, that I keep meeting more and more and more of. So what happens for, or what is one potentiality in humanity when there's so many more people there? Cause like, not that the denouement is like less exciting, but sometimes it is a less exciting. Like what is there's, are there more hills? Like what's happening?
When you imagine that you live this life in complete limitation and lack, maybe 100 lives ago, the exciting part of that life was the hope for something better. Little modicums of light in a world of darkness. Now you're coming up to the point where there's more opportunity, more transparency, less limitation. And that's way more exciting than the little tiny spark of hope that was there before. More love, more abundance, more freedom, more authenticity. So now you're here, it's even more exciting. As you move forward, the exciting part is not really what it was before. Because the exciting part was all based in the victim's idea of their reality, in limitation. Now you get to a level of calmness and satisfaction. And as you move down, you'll feel more satisfied and even more calm, because you'll have less fear. The fear will be replaced by love. And that'll be done by the individual whenever they're ready. So on this journey, you're up this apex point where the fear and love are working simultaneously, but less fear than ever before and more love than ever before. That brings in more possibilities for satisfaction, and it makes it easier to be calm in every situation. Because when you can identify the fear, when you could analyze that fear and realize this fear could not be present if I didn't have a limiting belief, and I know that limiting belief is false, and I can do the work to prove it's false, there's nothing to fear. You're just noticing a limiting belief, and you can do the work to dissolve the intensity of that limiting belief. That's the true power of what you've discovered, of what you've asked for, and of the intellect that's allowing you to see all this from the higher perspective, which means that you are more connected to source energy in your inner selves and your guidance supporters than at any other time before. 1,000 lives ago, you were completely cut off based in fear, based in victimhood. And you've come up this journey to where you are now that you've never been more connected to before. Now, as you personally are more connected to source energy, you build a momentum to more connection, more truth. As you do it, you become an example to others that was not available before. why is she so calm when everything seems to be crumbling? How come she is not in fear the way I'm in fear? How come she has an ability to process limiting beliefs and I'm so deeply rooted in the beliefs that I have that I can't see anything other than turmoil? There must be something that she knows that I don't know. I'm going to ask her what she knows. And you're going to be inspired to be there when they ask that question. This is how you move the mass consciousness without effort and control, with pure ease and love, up to that apex point. And so all of you have reached that point. You're shining light, shining beams of light as an example to others on that point. They're looking up. There's something more exciting up there. And so that inspires them to connect briefly, at least, to their inner self and source consciousness. And they receive lots of inspiration, but maybe act on only one out of a million inspired ideas and move gradually up that slope to be where you are. This is what you all intended to do. This is why you're here now. And you're all at whatever level you're at, playing with these ideas and seeing the possibility in your own life that you can now have more confidence in the lives of others. You're also seeing them from a higher perspective, understanding what their fears are and seeing, oh, they're just in fear. Oh, they just have limiting beliefs. They're not wrong or bad. They just don't understand what I understand. They will at some point. I'm going to stand in my alignment regardless of what they're doing because they cannot create my reality. Therefore, I don't need to feel fear for what they're doing.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Excellent. Who's next? Who wanted to ask that last question?
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to comment because you just answered my question. And what I got from it was, you know, the question I was asking. So I wanted to start with what I gathered from what you just spoke on. And it's basically to be calm in the moment. There's two things. Always look for the path of least resistance. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional. And then look for the most exciting to do in the moment. And then inspiration's going to come. And this hit me so hard in a good way because I have COVID. I tested positive. So this is the first time I've ever had it. And, you know, my family's all getting it now. And, you know, it's kind of scary being in it. But at the same time, like, I'm cool with it. It's fine. Like, nothing serious is happening here. And then I was faced with the challenge of going back to work and people are already asking, you know, does she have COVID? And I'm like all scared about it. So it's interesting because I was just listening to you and you're talking about these things and inspiration just came to me and just saying those things out loud and raising my vibration to that level, I was able to get inspiration like, hey, there's nothing to fear. Why don't you go ahead and have a Q&A with all the teachers so that they know the situation that you've been in? You can shed some light on how policies and procedures went and how easy it was. And there's nothing to really be afraid of. And I just wanted to thank you for that.
Of alignment for all those around you who are still living in fear as victims. That's what you're here for. But you can't do that if you perceive yourself as a victim. It won't work. But you can do it the moment you perceive yourself as the creator of your reality. Exactly. Rob.
Thank you.
With what you were saying to Jerry and to Jen, and I about the idea of I am here to discover who I truly am, it's kind of a simple question in a way. Is that something that we are not aware of in the non-physical? I know we are here to explore lack and fear, which don't exist in the non-physical. But that whole thing about who I truly am, I never quite got it from the point where one day, so to speak, Source decided, hey, there must be more to this. Let's explore and create the physical so that we can explore things that don't exist in the non-physical. Can you connect the dots for me?
Yes. So imagine Source. Source asks, who am I? And the next question is, what is the source of that question? Boom, physical reality is created. Without physical reality, there would be no method of exploration. And there would be no learning and growing and expanding. And so life is created. Consciousness is the basis of all the universe. And the consciousness of a planet is one experience. The consciousness of A star is another experience, the consciousness of the mountains on the planet or the ocean on the planet, general experiences. Then a single cell amoeba, the consciousness of that is more specific than the consciousness of the planet. And then there's a fish or a bird or a mammal, more specific than the human living a million years ago, human living 100,000 years ago, human living 10,000 years ago, human living 100 years ago, more specific, expanding in possibility from limitation to the understanding of limitlessness. Who am I? I am. Everything is between those two statements. Who am I? I am. All the potential and possibility between those two statements. What is the source of that question? Love. Who am I? I am love. I am all that is. Now, how do you go about that eternal journey? You get more specific, more free, more abundant, more limitless, ever expanding through fear to love. Without the fear, you couldn't understand the love. Without the limitation, you couldn't understand the limitlessness. Without lack, you can't understand abundance. Always moving towards more experience, more expansion, more knowledge, more information, more ideas, always flowing from the limitless potential of the universe. So imagine that every thought that's ever been thought exists in the stream of consciousness. And every thought that will ever be thought exists in the realm of potentiality. Everyone has access to all previous thoughts, and everyone has access to all potential thoughts based in their vibration. As one raises their vibration, they unlock potential thoughts, potential ideas, new technology, new inventions, new science, new art, all inspired. Coming down. With every new idea comes the flip side of that, which is, what's the potential of this idea? For the good, for the bad, based on the judgment of the person. All of that is leading towards more expanded awareness of who you are, more expanded awareness of who source is. So you have an idea of what source is. That idea is added to the fabric of all that is. Only you have that perception of source from your perspective, completely unique, never had before. So that fills in this tapestry of all that is with the unique perspective from you. Everyone else is doing the same thing. Every animal, every consciousness in the universe is doing the same thing all at the same time. Without the constraints that appear to be existent in physical reality, you could not push past fear. So you have to push past fear, and every time you push past fear, you have a new perspective. That perspective then is added to the tapestry of all that is, and it fills in more information that was missing before. Every time you birth a desire and take some action to cause that desire to manifest, you expand, because that's an expansive experiential process that has never, ever been available to anyone or anything ever before. So it's new information. Now, it's generally based in the lack of, but that's still relevant to all that is. As you're living a physical life, it doesn't matter if you're living as a victim or as a creator from all that is perspective, because every experience is expansive, adds more. However, if you personally can come to the perspective that you are the creator of your reality, that you are a source itself, that you can't be disconnected from source, and source exists within you, the source is driving you towards new information, and you can get that new information by efforting and struggling in dissatisfaction and duress, or you can let source flow through you, choosing to perceive yourself from this higher perspective and not needing anything for yourself. Because if you are source, then you can't need anything for yourself. You are simply on a journey of discovery, discovering more and more and more that you are source. Now, this is the intention you set prior to any physical life, because from that perspective, you were clearly knew that you were source. You clearly knew that you desired information to grow and expand your powers and your abilities. And so you chose life after life after life after life, knowing that you would come here to this realization that one day you would understand that you are source itself and then chart a new exploration that's never been available to anyone before, except a few handful of others that came to an awakening somewhere in the past. And this is a mass awakening. So there's more of you are coming to these glimpses that you are source and that anything is possible and there are no limitations. There will be more coming as time goes on. But this new expanded exploration based in love and not fear is incredibly powerful. It's incredibly exciting and exhilarating and interesting. And that's why you're here now. So you've done all the work by living all the lives you lived before, by doing everything necessary that you've done in this life to come to where you are at this point. This glimpse then, which you're all glimpsing now, some of you are having more of a direct realization, and then you're seeing these other abilities come online. You're calmer, things are easier, things are flowing more, you're more engaged, you're more interested, you're building greater connections, you are more loving and kind, you are more authentic, and this authenticity then leads to satisfaction. All of this is culminating in a mass shift of awareness from fear to love, which is what all of you have intended, all humans have intended. But those of you who have been doing this a little bit longer and are willing to push past more fear and be more courageous and have more faith and process beliefs that aren't available to be processed by other people that keep them limited, you're able to release those beliefs or release the intention of those beliefs so that you can raise your perspective of yourself, i.e. your vibration, and become available to new information that no one in the non-physical has any access to, because you are doing the work to raise that vibration for yourself and all that is. So let's say that you've come to a conclusion that you're source, that you're the creator of your reality, that you need nothing, and that you're here to flow love energy through you in a calm and delightful way, fully satisfying in being who you are, not needing to hold on to the old persona or the old ways of life. You're coming to chart a new way of life. That new perspective of yourself equals a higher vibration. At that higher vibration, you've unlocked all these ideas that are waiting for you, and they start flowing to you. Now, of course, you don't receive all of them, and a lot of them you discount, and a lot of them you say that's not going to add up to anything, but one or two ideas come through. Now, can you imagine all the souls living in non-physical who are watching this happen as you turn the key to unlock ideas that they could never unlock because they're not doing the work that you're doing? They are enthusiastic and excited and joyful about all the work that all of you are doing here on Earth, because you're unlocking all these ideas that will lead to more love, more compassion, more kindness, and more authenticity for the entire human race. The work that you're doing now is magnitudes more powerful than anything that's ever been done before. As a group, you're amazingly powerful, and you're causing little ripples in the stream of consciousness to flow out, and people are becoming aware of new possibilities based on the lives that you're living and the things you're talking about, even though you're not consciously aware of those conversations or those interactions or the influence that you offer. We must tell you that the energy of this higher vibration that you're all moving to is what causes the attraction to those who are ready to hear this information in the way that you can present it from your own personal viewpoint. That is unbelievably powerful. So you're making this huge, huge leap forward for all of humanity at one time. You are all doing that by seeing yourself from a higher perspective and charting a new approach to life.
Wow. Thank you. Wow.
So you can see that by looking at yourself from a higher perspective, not only creates possibilities in your life, but also influences those around you and those in the larger community as a whole. This is what you intended. This is why it feels interesting and satisfying. Maintain this journey and everything that you truly want will flow to you. You will see it as it comes. You will feel the inspiration. You'll feel the fear. You'll push past the fear and you'll act when you're inspired to act. You'll know the difference between urges to change conditions and true inspiration. And you'll get more confident and more clear and more powerful and creative as you go forward. And there is no rush. This is the journey. This is what's fun about it. There's nowhere to go. You'll never get done. You can't fail. You can't make a wrong choice, but all choices are available to you. And when you see that from the higher perspective, that will become easier. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that one. There are a lot of great questions there and a lot of fantastic answers. So we're all moving towards this idea of realizing who we truly are and that all choices are available to us in every moment. So just think about that and think about your alignment. And everything is always coming to you when you're acting on inspiration and making choices based in love. Thanks again for being here. And remember to like and subscribe and leave a message or a comment or a rating or whatever you can do. Share it with your friends on Facebook. That's great. And until next time, have a wonderful week. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.